a place where we are united in a community of connection, bringing our stories and sometimes our photos and other items to share with others to say, look, look at what she was to us. Look at how he lived. And in that is the beginning of resurrection. As I say at funerals often, if we take what we admired most about our loved one and each day commit to living that out, they do not die, but live on in us. Isn't that exactly what Jesus taught his disciples too? What Tabitha and Peter are doing out in the world, they are living as Jesus lived. And in doing that, Jesus continues to live in them. That, folks, is what resurrection is all about. And it's possible for all of us and all who have died that we loved through us. There's a prayer that's sometimes used at funerals that implores those who grieve to commit also to be kind to the friends he loved, devoted to the community in which he lived, loyal to the causes in which he served. This is what we're called to do in the name of Christ every day, to be kind to those he loved, which is every child of God, devoted to the community in which he lived, the church and all those who come for nourishment and all of God's creation. And to be loyal to the causes in which he served, which is living out the message of God's all-inclusive and all-abiding love. Loving God, loving neighbor, loving ourselves, and changing the world. Tabitha offered what she could to those in need around her. And in her death, those who knew her gave witness to her discipleship. They gathered in a community of connection with signs of her ministry in the world. And it got me to wondering, what community of connection are we each sowing as we live day to day? Where are we taking notice of someone who others do not see and then offering them a moment of hope and grace? Where are the living symbols of the resurrected Christ in the world? What gazelle-like acts of beautiful love do others see in us? Because at the end of our lives, there will be a gathering of people. There will be. What friends will they be called to love as we did? Or what communities will they be called to be loyal to as we did? What causes will they be called to serve as we did? It doesn't take a lot. Most often the stories I hear at funerals are about people like Tabitha, my New York friend. Folks who did the small things that sometimes went unnoticed until after they were gone from this earth. And the proverbial widows gathered around to tell the stories. Other stories of funerals are about how a person just listened or perhaps lent a helping hand. And almost always there are stories about laughter or their sense of humor, especially the way they brought smiles to those around them. In that upper room where Tabitha was raised, there were signs of resurrection all over the place. Tabitha was raised, sure, absolutely, but the widows were resurrected through her ministry into new life. And it was all because both Tabitha and Peter were the embodiment of the resurrected Christ alive in the world. There's a whole lot of resurrection going on, folks. And there is resurrection that is possible here, now, in our lives, too. We all have the power to sow and weave in our new lives for ourselves and others in the name of Christ. And it doesn't take a lot of money. And it doesn't even always take a lot of time. But it does take a willingness to see beyond ourselves, to see the despair of others worse off than we are, and to respond inside of these walls and beyond them too, with what God has already given us from the moment we are born. Unconditional love. There may be some folks who, like some churches, that try to tell you that you aren't worthy or capable or whatever other nonsense. But don't you believe them. Don't you believe them. All you need to remember is that you are the body of Christ. You are Tabitha. And you're being told to get up and be that beautiful gazelle that is within you. Get up and live the resurrected life you have in Jesus Christ. Because all of us have a lot to sow in the world of widows. And we can't do it without you. Amen.